the bill represents a fundamental restructuring of the financial relationship between the federal government and farmers. The law repeals the existing crop subsidy programs, including both the direct and countercyclical payment programs, and uses part of the savings to create an expanded crop insurance program. So what we will see are payments that are no longer based upon historical acreages and historical crop yields, but more directly based upon what farmers plant and what prices and yields they obtain at the time of harvest.
So why is this controversial? Some people have said that the new taxpayer-subsidized insurance payment provisions are really more beneficial to insurance companies than to the agriculture industry.
Well, I don't really see this as a boon to insurance companies. The actual background or the impetus for these changes arises out of international trade agreements. The history goes back to 2002. Brazil brought a case before the World Trade Organization challenging the payment of subsidies to U.S. cotton farmers as an unfair trade practice, the argument being that the payments affected the ability to compete in world markets against U.S. cotton. The U.S. eventually lost the case, and since 2010, has been paying in excess of $147 million a year in compensation to Brazilian cotton farmers. This has forced Congress to rethink its method of supporting farm income, and an expansion of the existing crop insurance system was the most viable option.
Now, could you explain for our listeners in layman's terms, the elimination of crop subsidies? And have those subsidies had a significant impact on Arizona agriculture historically?
Well, the new law eliminates the direct payment program and the countercyclical payment program. And these programs historically have provided subsidies to farmers for eligible crops. These include corn, cotton, wheat, barley, sorghum, oats, etc. The direct payment program provided subsidies based on historic acreage and yields. The countercyclical program, like the name implies, was intended to counter the up and down cycle of farm prices, more or less a safety net to protect against low crop prices. These payments were not based on the crops planted in a given year, but on the historic crops planted on the farm, measured in terms of base acres and historic yields, meaning that farmers were not required to plant the crops to get the benefits.
How have you seen Arizona farmers react to the bill as a whole? Are there any specific provisions they wish were included or any other provisions they felt were detrimental to the industry?
Honestly, we have not seen a lot of reaction yet. The law was passed by the Senate last Wednesday and signed by the President on Friday. The final passage of this bill, I think it came as a surprise to many people. It's an extraordinarily complex piece of legislation and will take quite a bit of time to digest. It addresses literally hundreds of federal programs, and I think that a lot of folks are still somewhat bewildered by the scope and the content of some of these provisions.
Could you explain to our listeners what exactly was not covered by the bill?
Well, there's some disappointment that the new law did not address the USDA country of origin rules. These rules were enacted in response to a 2012 WTO ruling and require product labeling showing where beef, pork, and chicken was born, raised, and slaughtered. and the rule bans the commingling of meat from different countries. These rules have created a lot of problems for livestock moving across the border from Canada and Mexico. We have some fairly integrated livestock operations in North America, particularly in the border states like Arizona. And these rules have created quite a few headaches and problems for processing plants that are now required to keep livestock segregated. So the new law requires an economic analysis of the rule, but does not repeal the rule as many had hoped.
Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That is attorney Brian Imbornoni speaking to KAWC's Maya Springhawk-Robnett about the impacts of the recently passed Farm Bill on Arizona agriculture.